now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. A lot of football, a lot of sports. We were getting our sports fill. I can guarantee you that. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. After the show tonight, we have Monday Night Football coming on, 6:30 pregame. Cowboys, Giants, huge, huge Eastern Conference game. So looking forward to seeing those games tonight. So what a weekend. What we have, I know that we have Chiefs Kingdom coming on Tuesday, Hawkeye Huddle as well. So interesting. What everybody thought. We'll talk a little bit about the Hawkeyes. We'll talk a little bit about the Cyclones. We'll hit college football as a whole, hit the NFL, maybe a couple of other things here and there, and see what everybody thought about the weekend. I'm trying to think of what are the big stories that are out there right now today. I think Iowa coming back and going to Rutgers and doing what they should do. There was no doubt at any point in time during the game, which is what everybody wanted. That's what everybody wanted to see. And they got good play out of different places. It's tougher. Michigan coming in, it's going to be a tougher game. I get that. Still, it's at Iowa. A lot of teams come into Iowa City ranked high and don't come out with that same ranking. So I think that'll be an interesting game. The Iowa State game, and we'll get into this even further. It was a really interesting game. The atmosphere was great. It was loud. And you had a couple of plays, a couple of calls that didn't go your way. And it's like, nobody handled it well but Baylor. I think the coaching staff struggled with it, and it continued on well into the game. I think the fans struggled with it. I think the players struggled with it. You lost one of your best players. You had a similar play happen right after that. All those things contributed to the end result, which was a home loss in a Big 12 opener against a team that, when you look on paper and you look through, I think you're a better team. We'll dive deeper into that one as well. And then so many NFL games this weekend in so many different ways that we can all take a look at the NFL. You have two undefeated teams left. You have three. I'm sorry. Eagles, Dolphins, and Giants. And the Giants have a game against Dallas tonight. If you put those two things together, those two teams, the Giants, I think that's a tough game tonight. But it's in New York. Dallas has a backup quarterback coming in. The Giants are playing really well. It's going to be based on, does Cooper Rush, who is a backup quarterback to Dak Prescott, unless you talk to Jerry Jones, who thinks they're pretty even, and Daniel Jones, who the New York Giants are trying to figure out if he's the guy. And it's really important for them to figure out if he's the guy. I think that's the total. If Cooper Rush comes out and has another big game, has a good game, it puts doubt in people's minds. It's a lot of money they're paying Dak Prescott. A lot of money. And Daniel Jones, it was a high draft pick. It's not a lot of money. But they have to figure out if they have the right, I think they have the right coach now. I think they have a system in place. I think it's better. But you got to figure out if you have a quarterback. And that'll be one of our big discussions is, does your team have a quarterback? But that's question one on 15 more questions coming down the page. The next one is, do they have a good coach? The next one is, do they have a good front office? The next one is, do they have a good owner and do they have a good general manager? See, we're putting all this, and we do this in college football. We put this, you know, they'll say, and when you look at, we'll look at the top 25 in college football. And when you look at it, you go, is that because of coaching or is it because they do such a good job marketing their team and their coaching that kids want to go there and play? Because there's a lot of big time schools in the top 25, but there's a lot of schools in this top 25 that haven't been in the top 25 for a while. You had some dropping out, some that can't win big games. I mean, boy, you have some coaches in college football. And to be really truthful, you have coaches in the NFL, but the NFL is much quicker in pulling the trigger on stuff like that. But you have coaches in college football that make $7, $8, $9 million a year, Jimbo Fisher, who's not winning football games. And I've been to Texas A&M. The stadium is gorgeous. It's undescribable. The atmosphere, undescribable. He can't win big football games. You know, it used to be, okay, he needs, every once in a while, he needs to beat Nick Saban. Okay, he's beat Nick Saban. But he also has to beat people before they even get into the SEC, and he's not doing that. It is the craziest thing on things that people do. Now, here's a really cool thing for me, even though it's my radio show, right? I still have people that help me and correct me when I'm wrong. And I'm wrong because I forgot to mention my sponsors and I was called out on it. So I'm going to do that right now because they're that important. It's just, it's Monday. I haven't been in here for 1, 2, 3 days. I had a beautiful time at Chester Park, even though it was 52 degrees and golfing. Wow. Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs. Come and go, a fresh perspective. It's good stuff. You know, I'm hoping people hear me talking about it and you go check it out because it's really good. I mean, they're changing the way they do. A lot of companies out there, just like a lot of sports teams, have a hard time with that, right? Come and go doesn't. Hey, look at this. Hey, look at that. Look at this person coming in. Quickstart's coming in. They're going here. They're going there. What do we need to do? Okay, let's just don't stand pat. Let's do something. That's what they're doing. Glad to be a part of it. And also BetMGM. BetMGM and I have a very down the middle, I call it a marriage arrangement right now. Every time I get up big, they make it so I lose. And every time I'm on a losing streak, they make it that I win. It has nothing to do with making anything, but it has everything to do with getting the people to keep coming back for more. And I am definitely doing that for sure. I mean, there's no doubt I'm doing that. Plus, my chair just fell almost all the way down to the floor. I had to get back up here where I could talk in my microphone. Sorry. Okay, so I did that. Now I feel better now because thank you for reminding me. Got to say hello to Nana. Love you, Nana and DJ. Okay, so many things going on. You have some interesting stuff out there. Don Mattingly leaving the Marlins after 7 years. Georgia Tech fired their athletic director and their football coach today. That kind of stuff drives me bananas. If you had a feeling that if the season started out poorly, that you were going to fire the athletic director and your football coach, why did you wait all summer, all spring, all summer, have these kids be with these two guys the whole entire time, and then decide three games into the season, four games, I mean, I don't have their schedule right in front of me, four games into the season, go, oh yeah, we're out. See, that's the part that every time that we talk about name, image, or likeness, or we talk about any of this, and everybody says they're getting a free education, they're getting other stuff, you know, they're all these things. And the moment that you say this, well, they fired their coach. If they fired their coach, they should be able to go, or their coach left to go somewhere else. Well, why should they be able to go? They didn't sign with the coach. They signed with the school. Well, if you think that way, you just haven't had, you either haven't been through the recruiting process, you haven't had a son or daughter that's been through the recruiting process, or you're just bullheaded. There are times that kids go to school, and it's no different. There are kids that go to school for various reasons. It could be acting. It could be singing. It could be dancing. It could be academics, all kinds of different things. It's not just the school. Trust me, if it's just the school, I'm not going to UNI. When I went to UNI in 84, 85, 86, 87, there were times that there were 28 inches of snow on the ground. It was freezing. I went there because I had buddies there, and it was fun, and I could walk everywhere. You go to Iowa State, you go to the University of Iowa, because I didn't really want to go out of state. I wanted to stay close to my parents, only child. Be nice. I don't want to walk when it's 40 below zero. The furthest we had to walk was like three blocks to get somewhere. And most of the times that was to go play basketball somewhere. In class. Maybe a little class. So here are all these students, all these student athletes, busting their hump for Georgia Tech. And now their coach is gone. Their athletic director's gone. Program has no rudder. What do you do? And you're wondering why kids are trying to go to a stable spot. Stability. I think sometimes that we do not give 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-olds enough credit for how intelligent, down-to-earth, and grown up they really are. I take a look at my sons going to college. And they did well. I have one left. He's got a semester left, a semester and a half. I can't believe the first semester is going to be getting close. I mean, we were talking today. We're seeing at work. We're doing the horrible thing, right? I remember. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place today because it's Monday. I remember when I was a kid. The greatest thing about the end of October, first November, snow. Love snow. Guess when you don't love snow? When you're a grown-up and you have to shovel it, or when you're a property manager and you have to pay for it. Now I hate snow. Anytime I see snow coming, it means, bleh, that's what it means. But we're not giving these 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-olds enough credit for the difference between them and how we were 25 years ago. I talk about it all the time that you know, you seriously don't have to go to class because you can get all that information and you can sit and watch lectures and you can do all of that. That's the one thing that COVID has done for us, is it's shown us that in-person, now, is in-person learning good for... Is it good for everybody? Absolutely. Is it a total necessity? Probably not. The fact that you're charging $475 a credit hour and you're doing it online? Probably not. But all the things that we can do, it changes everything that we do. A lot of talk this weekend is attendance down? Is it up? Is it is is the games that are on. Is Prime the right thing? Is Paramount the right thing? Is CBS or ESPN app or all these different things, is it the right thing? The fact that we are in 2022 and there are, I'm a big music guy. There are five different things out there. I use Amazon just because with all the shipping and the movies and everything, I just like it. There's probably better. I get it. Once I like something, I'm loyal to a certain degree. But there's so many different ways to consume this stuff. My wife and I, every Sunday morning, and Nana along with us, watch CBS This Morning on Sundays from 8 to 9:30. And my wife, as we watched it and we got up and we were going to do something, and she said, "You know, I like this because I get up, but it's 9:30 and now," and I'm like, "Well, I know I have them all on, they're all taped. They all, you know, you can go on." I said, "I go on the app and I rewatch shows all the time." And she's like, "Well, why don't we get up at 8 and go do something and then come back and watch the show?" And I'm like, "That's perfectly fine. That's where we're at. You're not set because you have to go do that. You don't have to go watch that game. You can watch it from home. You can watch that game. And if you're my kids and you have five TVs, you can watch five different things on five different TVs." I would have never left. I don't know what I would have done. I would have been overwhelmed and my head would have exploded, I have a feeling. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. We'll talk about the Hawkeye game, the Cyclone game when we come back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great day. Hope you had a great weekend as well. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. If you want to call in, I have my computer sitting right here in front of my phone here. 515-264-1700. I think I can run the board. I'm good to go. We'll check it out. Tonight we get Cowboys Giants. I mean, what games this weekend? I mean, games that matter. I mean, Steelers Browns matter. I mean, you have all these different games that just Chiefs Colts. Who thought that game mattered? Cowboys Giants. Here's another one that matters, and we're gonna see what happens. This segment is going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic. Des Moines Orthopedic, as always, is helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. You can always go to demoss.com and look online, especially for their urgent care. And this is a great thing about their urgent care. Their urgent care is injuries that you would be thinking, "Hey, boy, it'd be great if I could go to DMOS, but oh, I'm going to go to the emergency room." There are things that you can go to DMOS. You can see how much the wait time is. They will go. You're going to have somebody that's going to look at what is wrong with you specifically. Because as long as it's foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sport med, trauma, it's urgent injury. You can get in there. People are going to see you. They're going to have you going the right way right away. They also just got done closing on a purchase of Engineered Performance. Engineered Performance, let me click out of that. Sorry about that. Engineered Performance is an exceptional opportunity that DMOS saw with a leader in elite sports rehabilitation and performance training in Central Iowa. Our integrated team of physicians, physical therapists, and performance specialists from Engineered Performance are here to help you achieve greatness. They're going to give you the opportunity to understand what to do if you get injured and how to rehab. And It's going to show you the right ways to be working out and the right programs to be on to further everything that you want to do. And in this day and age, that is a huge deal. Des Moines Orthopedic, very happy to have them in the program with us. Okay, I'm going to talk about the Iowa Hawkeyes first. The Iowa Hawkeyes had so they start the year off. They didn't play very well. Offense wasn't going very well. Beat South Dakota State, and then get beat by Iowa State. It was just one of those games, and then kind of a lackluster, you know, just a couple of lackluster. They go to Rutgers, and it's a road game. It's a Big Ten road game. It's an important game, and they went and they did what they were supposed to do. They went in, they got the victory, they played well. When you look at all the different things, their defense is amazing. Spencer was 11 of 17 for 148 yards. His QBR was 58.3. They got 64 yards out of LaShawn Williams, 58 yards out of Caleb Johnson, and got 17 yards from Gavin Williams. Sam Laporta and Luke Lachey, so the two tight ends, got six catches. The running backs got four more, and then Arlen Bruce had another. Now I get that. We'll talk about this, but you have on defense, they were amazing. They had three sacks. They had five tackles for loss. It was a dominating defense. Their dominating defense. If you take everything into account, I think their defense overall throughout the season is either 1, 2, or 3. And they're unbelievable. Now you get Michigan. Now you get kind of a gauntlet, right? You get I'm clicking on it here, so let's go back. You did what you needed to do. You scored 27 points against Nevada in a game that was horrific because of the weather. Weren't a very good team. Rutgers is okay. They're 3-1. That was their first loss. It was a away game. Now you have Michigan. You get Michigan at home. You go to Illinois. Illinois is 3-1, 0-1 in the Big Ten. Then you have to go to Ohio State. Then you get Northwestern. Then you get Purdue on the road. Then you get Wisconsin. You have to go to Minnesota on the road in Nebraska. Your offense has to do better than what it did. But your defense is always going to have you in the game, and you have the best punter in the country as well. When you have the best punter and you have the best defense, all the offense has to do is take advantage of the opportunities. I think they're getting there. People are off bridges now. They understand that they don't have a juggernaut for an offense. I think it's going to get better as each week goes along. I think their offensive line is going to get better. The competition gets better, though. I think if they could take care of Michigan at home, which I think is extremely possible for them to do. And the Illinois game on the road, probably a toss-up game. Ohio State on the road, you're probably double. See, that's somebody. If somebody wanted to text, tweet, anything, yell at me, call in, tell me today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks away. This is October 22nd is that Ohio State game. If you went from today going to Ohio State, Iowa double-digit underdog. But depending on what they do in these next two games in between here, I think that could change. I think that if they split those two games, I think it gets it under 10. If they win both of those games, I think it gets it down to 5.5. And it makes it interesting. At some point in time, Spencer has to make a pass to somebody besides. You have to complete a pass down the field. I know people are hurt. I get it. And I understand. You have to work through. You know, right now, you know, everybody likes to get mad at the young man, which we shouldn't be. He's a young man playing college football. He's going to run a company someday. He's going to do whatever he wants to do someday. Probably just not play professional football. Not a lot of people do. Against Michigan, Illinois, Ohio State, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, he has to be more than a game manager. He has to get you in position to win games. And maybe he'll do that. Maybe they're working their way to that. Because at a point when you're playing those teams, like when they played Iowa State, and they couldn't do anything on offense, you can't keep your defense on the field all day long and expect to win games. I didn't see time of possession. I mean, let me click on time of possession here really quick. Because I think that would be interesting to see what that was. Let me click the... Full team stats. And that doesn't help. I will get that during the break and bring that back since I clicked out of it and now I can't click back in it. But maybe I can if I do this. There we go. I want a box score. And unlike everything else, there we go. Time of possession. Rutgers held the ball for 30 minutes. Iowa held the ball for 29. There you go. Now, see, if you look at this way, and I didn't look at the team things. This was a 27-10 game. Rutgers had 20 first downs. Iowa had 15. Iowa was 1-for-9 on third downs. Need to get better. Total yards, 361 to 277. Threw for 300 yards. They had to. They were down. I get that. I'm okay with that. Rushing yards, Iowa doubled them up. Penalties, not bad. 6-for-50, 5-for-37. The big thing in the game, 3 turnovers. So, I mean, that's the overall, you look at that, I think that's where you're at with Iowa right now. And big games coming up. Michigan's the number 4 team in the country. Playing well, you know, it's not going to be the last two games where you were bigger, faster, stronger. But it's a huge win. Iowa can beat Michigan at home. That's a huge win. That totally changes everything in the Big Ten, I believe. And it erases the early season stuff. Now, if they can do that with Spencer being a bigger part of that, then that's even a bigger thing. The more confidence they can get in this young man, the better. And I think that's where they're at. I think the running game is going to be fine. I think their offensive line are getting better. And like I said, they have the best defense and the best punter. One of the best defenses and the best punter in college football. And that changes, that flips the field position. And that's, in college football, that's a big deal. So that's kind of where we're at there. I'm going to click over here to the Cyclones. I did want to talk a little bit about today. I saw the ESPN was at women's practice today. I saw they were talking to a couple of different players for the Hawkeyes, Caitlin Clark, Shizano, their center. They did a walk the floor with her. Very interesting gal. Coming back for her extra year. I think she was really dedicated and wanted to be here for everybody. They have a really good chance to be a really, really good team. They just got to keep everybody healthy. Losing someone like Furbach to a knee injury hurts because it's somebody off the bench, but it's going to be interesting to see them and how others around the country are too. I think you know, there's two or three teams in the Big Ten that are going to be their competition. I am and everybody, you have to know, I'm a huge Lisa Bluter fan from the time that she was at Drake till the time she went to Iowa. I'm a huge Caitlin Clark fan. I'm a Clark family fan. It's a great family, great kids. And I like to see them well. I like watching Caitlin Clark play basketball. I'm a huge basketball consumer. I watch a ton of games, and I have a lot of opinions. I've never, you know, I grew up thinking, oh, my gosh, Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, you know, how are they this good? And when you look at Paige Beckers and you look at Caitlin Clark, unlike those other two names I just mentioned, they've been playing high-end basketball since they were like 10 years old. It wasn't around back when Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi were out there. It was starting, but they're not like it is now. Both of those players, and for different reasons, Paige Beckers is a lot like Diana Taurasi. She can lead. She's boisterous. She hits big shots. She makes big plays. I think she's a lot like that. I think Caitlin Clark is a combination of like four or five different people, because she could run point, and if she's on a team that had four people that could score at will, she'd average 20 assists a game. If she has a team that rebounds and plays defense, she could average 35 points a game. And there's a happy median in between. She loves to play defense. She loves to steal the ball. She loves to make plays. And she loves to shoot. And she's confident. It's gonna be fun to watch. Women's basketball this year, especially in the state. We talked about it a little with Coach O'Hare last Monday. Drake, you and I, Iowa State and Iowa, all have a chance to, at some point in time during the year, have all four of those schools in the top 25. That's how good these schools are. And if you were talking about on the men's side, if AJ Green would have came back to you and I think you could have said the same thing. I think Drake is going to surprise people. This is going to be 2 years now. They're running it back with the same crew, but everybody healthy. And with some new recruits in. Iowa State, I think people are going to be surprised at Iowa State. I think they'll play better defense. I think they have a chance to be a better offense. And it gives TJ one more year. And we saw TJ, he was there this weekend. His Allison Lacey, his wife, was inducted into the Iowa State Hall of Fame. And when he walked by and she walked by and we were yelling hi and stuff, I turned to Travis, my buddy I was at the game with, and I'm like, that's what we were missing. That dude wants to be here. He doesn't want to be anywhere else. She wants to be here. She doesn't want to be anywhere else. That's what you're looking for. The basketball season is going to be awesome. When we come back, we're going to talk about Iowa State's game. I have some pretty varied opinions on this coming up. Some are going to be mad. Some will be okay. You are listening to Scene on Sports on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Be right back.
100 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Scene on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody's having a great day. It's getting to be that time, getting close to that 5 o'clock hour, so please be careful driving home. We want to get you home safe. Enjoy the evening. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at 1700 Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 Champ as well. After the show tonight, probably 20 minutes. So first segment of Zach Gelb, and then we'll jump into Monday night football. Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. I'll give you the rest of the week. We have our schedules come out on Tuesdays now after Monday Night Football, so I'll tell you that, what's coming up for the rest of the week tomorrow. A little happy hour sports with Steen and Scott tomorrow. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, three branches down in Omaha. Many, many more across the state. Commitment that you can count on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, wealth management, private banking. They're going to take care of all your banking needs. What you need to do, you need to go in, tell them Steen sent you. It's kind of important. At least it's important for me, because I want them to know that me sitting here talking about them on a daily basis makes it worth their while and makes it worth your while to go in and see what they can do for you. What they're going to do in any point of any of those things I mentioned, they're going to look at what you have and what you need, and they're going to take care of you. And you don't have your phone on. Man, I see, now if somebody else is in here and did that, I would be so angry, but it's me, and it's just like, duh. They're gonna check out what you need, what you currently have, maybe point out some things that you didn't know you need, or things that maybe you could switch to do something else. That's the commitment. It's not a commitment to get you in, open up an account, and go, okay, thank you, see you later. That's not what the commitment is. The commitment is to make the banking experience the best for you. That's the commitment that they're counting on, that you're going to enjoy, and you're going to stay there, and you're going to bring in many, many more. And that's what I hope as well. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay, let's get into this Iowa State game. I'm going to give you my overall thoughts, a couple of things that I don't know. Let's start with that. It's a Baylor game. The game started out, it just started out crazy. I saw this on 4 different occasions. I didn't see them all live, but I had at least 4 of them that were sent to me this weekend with the targeting calls. Now, here's the one thing I know about this. This is my thought process on all of this. If I thought that the NCAA had the best interests of the athletes and were above approach on being able to actually take what is dangerous out of the game, bar none, I would be okay with that. I've seen it for the last few years. I don't think it's across the board. I don't think it happens to certain teams with certain players. And this has nothing to do with Iowa State being that team or not being that team. I just, if my gauge is, well, the NCAA does this so well, they're beyond approach. You shouldn't even be questioning that. That ain't right. That's not right. The big one was because we lost we lost a player. Bo Freiler, we lost one tackle, by the way, a good tackle. Didn't even use his head. If anything, hit the guy on the side of his stomach, which is where your head's supposed to be when you're making tackles. And he was kicked out of the game in a 15-yard penalty. They should have punted. They didn't. They scored. Here's the issue that I have with this first one. The coaching staff was irate. The fans were irate. The players were trying to figure out what to do. And We never got that back. And I understand that people want to be angry about it. And I want the coaching staff to buy in and do all that. And this coaching staff is great. But you can't lose sight of what you're doing. Because the kids see you guys doing that, and they struggle with what they're supposed to do on the field. Because they're angry and upset too. That's their guy. That's the leader of the defense, and he's not there anymore from an extremely ordinary hit that took them almost 7-8 minutes to try to decide what they were going to do. You had another one that we had them stopped. I said we. I'm sorry. Iowa State had had Baylor stopped, and they called a blocking under the waist, which they've taken out. He was going diving for the person's feet to try to knock them down and got hit by the offensive lineman. Another 15-yard penalty that put them in scoring range again, which they did. We never recovered. We had some mental errors. We outgained them. When you look at team stats, total yards, we were 11 yards behind. penalty yards, we had 48 more penalty yards than they did. And we also had two turnovers. We had two interceptions. Two not very good interceptions. If you're grading interceptions, those were two very bad graded interceptions. And I think that's it's the fourth game. It's Hunter Decker's fourth game. I'm trying to see. I was trying to see if they had stats on defensive stats on. They had three quarterback hurries, and they had four sacks and eight tackles for loss. When the offensive line gave our running backs room to run, they did a good job. We were still into the game at the very end. I just think that we had the momentum win of this being the first Big 12 game and the first thing happening here and a beautiful day and a crowd going crazy. And we had that stuff happen on the first two drives, led to scores. And I think it just messed with us enough that we never recovered. And now you have to recover, because I don't know if people were paying attention over the weekend. And all the guys out there, the SEC, the Big Ten, not even so much the Big Ten, but the SEC and you know, all these teams what are we going to do and all this. The Big 12 has a lot of good teams. A lot of good teams. And a lot of good teams that had some big wins. Kansas had big wins. Baylor was a big win. It's the ones that you were trying to have that are supposed to be leading the conference, even though they're leaving the conference, Oklahoma and Texas. Whew, Texas had another bad game. Oklahoma State didn't. I don't think they played this weekend. Texas Tech looked good. K-State looked good. Baylor looked good. Kansas looked good. I mean, it's a hard gauntlet. So the hard gauntlet part of this to me is, and part of me, and let me tell you, the 26-year-old me compared to the 56-year-old me, almost 57, I just look at things so differently now than I used to, and yelling and screaming and getting upset and throwing stuff at my TV. Now if I start to feel that way, I turn on HGTV. I just get away from it for a while, because I can't do it. I'm 57. I'm not going to suffer a coronary because a bad play happened on a football game. But I get it, and I get that people are passionate, and I get that. But as fans and as the coaching staff, you're supposed to be, we in us helping, leaders of these young men. And that's not being leaders of these young men. It's just my opinion. And then people are probably going to say, you're a nutcase. And I get it. But we want them to perform a certain way. We want them to not lose their cool. We want them to stay in the game. We want them to, after they make a mistake, be able to recover from it. Let's don't dwell on it. Let's don't yell and scream at them for it. It's a mistake. We all make them. The coaching staff made a mistake on how they handled parts of the game. Matt Campbell doesn't do that very often. I've never seen him run up and down the field yelling at people. I've never seen him have to be dragged back to the side. If he didn't have coaches on his coaching staff leaving him away, they'd have got another 15-yard penalty, and he would have been back in the locker room. That's how angry he was. And I get it. I would be angry too. We lost a football game that we were probably the better team, and we lost all of our momentum because of a couple of bad calls. And not, yes, they were bad calls on the field, but that's what this system is supposed to do, is call back down and go, hey, you missed that. That was a targeting call. Or, hey, what are you guys thinking? No way. And they didn't do that. They didn't correct the correctable. And if you're not going to correct the correctable, then the system doesn't work. You might as well get rid of it. It has to work. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM.
Here's a look at traffic on